Hi, my name is Jasmine, and I'm going to be interviewing Miss Brown, and she went to the 7th grade in the early 1980s. My topics are going to be on the school, the city, and fun and entertainment.
Starting off, I have stuff from school. So what school did you go to in 7th grade?
In 7th grade, I went to John M. Smith School.
What was the school like?
It was okay. Nothing special, I would say. But school was a lot different back then. You weren't expected to have fun. So in comparison to now, it was school. It was okay. Teachers were very strict.
How did the teachers act?
Very strict. Like, we used to have teachers who would beat children. One had a sweet stick. It was called a sweet stick. It was kind of those, Ms. Glodo may have them, that you bang together to make music with, and it's got like a spiral around it. And his name was Mr. Bowden. And he would more beat the boys than the girls. But, yeah.
Did you like any of the teachers?
I actually did. One of my favorite teachers, her name is Miss Carter. She was really nice to me because, believe it or not, I was very shy as a child. And she set me right next to her desk. And she would always try to have conversations with me because I wasn't really a talker, believe it or not. So she was my favorite. And then my second favorite was Miss Carter was my second grade teacher, and Miss Hill was my eighth grade teacher. I like Miss Hill because she always kept her hair done, her nails were always done, and she didn't play no games with the kids.
What was your favorite part of school?
I don't know if I had a favorite part, because again, I think I was just so shy. I would say, and this is going to sound funny now, but recess was probably my favorite part because we played double dutch on the playground. We played double dutch before school. We played double dutch during recess. So that was a lot of fun.
How did you get to school?
I walked. It was in the neighborhood.
During lunch, like, what did you eat, like, compared to today?
School lunch. It sucked. Just like today.
What were, like, your favorite subjects, if you had any?
I would say it would have been reading. At the time, yeah, I would say reading. I don't remember a lot of, like science or social studies. A little bit of social studies. We didn't have a whole lot of science, which was a shame.
John M. Smith is a school with grades from preschool to 8th grade, which is ages ranging from 4 to 14. This school is located on 154th West 13th Street and is a district-run school. John M. Smith has a number of 456 students. Its current principal is Ronald Ray Whitmore. School hours are from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Around 90% of the students that attend Smith are African American. John M. Smith Elementary School also has an IB program. The sweet sticks Miss Brown referred to are actually called rhythm sticks. One stick is smooth while the other has notches on it. They are usually made of wood and are used by striking or rubbing the sticks together to produce percussive sounds. Although they used these to hit kids in the 1980s, corporal punishment is not allowed in Chicago as discipline to students anymore.
Moving on, I have a city. So what differences do you notice about Chicago?
It's very segregated. Even though we have so many cultures that live in the city, I find that it's still very segregated. You can find some neighborhoods where you have different groups of people who stay on the same block. But overall, I feel like Black people live in a certain area, White people live in a certain area, blah, blah, blah. And then you can even break that down by ethnicity.
What stores or restaurants did they have?
Back then? They had a lot of the grocery stores. They had Jewel. But for convenience stores, there used to be a store called Zayre, Z-A-Y-R-E. That was Target or Kmart. And then they had, my favorite was Goldblatt's. And I like Goldblatt's because they had a section that sold peanuts and those candies you get during Halloween. You know, those orange ones with the white tip. And they wouldn't warm it up. They had it under this lamp that made the peanuts and the candy warm, and then they would put it in the bag. And it was sweet and salty together. It was so good. I had to bring you some.
What was your usual hangout spot if you hung out anywhere?
I got in my neighborhood. I lived in an apartment complex that had 252 units in it. So when I grew up, we were really a family, literally like family. We spent a lot of time together, and we would go out early in the morning. We would stay out till late at night. We even traveled together. So let's say we wanted to go to the beach. It would be 40, 50 kids walking down Roosevelt Road, because it's on Roosevelt and Morgan. So we would walk straight down Roosevelt Road to the 12th Street Beach. And I'm still friends with a lot of the people that I grew up with. So I've got 40, 50 year friendships with those people. We spend a lot of time together.
What were some places that you didn't like going to?
The doctor. Hated it. I'm trying to think of someplace else. My grandmother's house. It smelled creepy. Other than that, that's it.
Zayre started off in 1919 when two brothers founded the New England Trading Company in Boston, Massachusetts. This store started off only selling undergarments. Then in 1950, Zayre expanded and spread over Massachusetts. This retail shop traveled to Chicago in the late 1960s, as well as many other cities. Zayre was a retail store that sold clothing, furniture, toys, electronics, and even more. Zayre would be similar to a modern-day Marshalls or TJ Maxx, but eventually Zayre shut down in 1990, which was 28 years ago. 12th Street Beach is located on 1200 South Lynn White Drive near Alder Planetarium. 12th Street Beach was made by Daniel Burnham. It was made from man-made islands that then converted into a peninsula. In 1977, they added a beach house to the beach.
Now I have fun and entertainment. So what did you do for fun in your free time?
In my free time, skate, play football. We did everything. I can't say what we didn't do that children didn't do. My brothers and I would go. I had three brothers who lived with me. So we would go grasshopper hunting, quote unquote. There was a huge field that was close to our house with these tall flowers, and grasshoppers were there. So we would go, either butterflies or grasshoppers. So we would go in this field and look for grasshoppers and catch them. Of course, my brother would pull the legs off of them.
What hobbies did you have?
I didn't have any hobbies. I had no hobbies.
Did you ever watch TV?
I did watch TV, but it wasn't TV today. shows came on at a certain time on a certain day and you could not replay them. And then also television went off at a certain time. So like at 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning, the only thing that would be on television, they would play the Star Spangled Banner over and over again with the flag waving, or they put on a picture of a fireplace and that played for hours until the next day when it came on.
Did you have any favorite shows?
I did. I would say the Brady Bunch. It depends on the age. It was the Brady Bunch when I was like really young. And then I liked a show called Different Strokes. It was about this rich white guy who adopted 2 black boys who were in like foster care. Believe it or not, I used to love The Dukes of Hazzard. Now that I know better, the show was totally racist because it had like their car was on the cover of, on the hood of it, was the Confederate flag, which, in my opinion, is racist.
Any shows?
I love that show, though.
Any shows you hated?
At the time, my dad would watch Western movies. So normally households back then only had 1 television. So if he was home, he was either watching a freaking Western or an animal show. Boo. So I hated either one of those.
Did you play with like toys?
Yeah, I played with toys. Yeah. I'm trying to think. I had Barbies, of course. Barbies been around a long time. I had a hula hoop that I loved, but I would say my favorite thing to play with, the 2 things I loved was my jump rope and my skates. I use those all the time.
Growing up back then, what was your like favorite like job or like your dream job?
Oh, that's good. I always 2 things. I always thought I was a deep, deep secret pop singer. I wanted to be a singer a little bit. My second job, I wanted to be a lawyer.
What did you do if you ever hung out with your friends or neighbors?
We did a lot. I feel like that's what's different. We would play jacks, rope. We would go for walks. We'd sit on the porch and just talk. In the playground of the community, we had like, it was a figure 8 in the center of the neighborhood. So we would have races where we would race against each other. We used to play 4 square. I think you all play that now. But we would play 4 square. We played everything. We played everything.
The Brady Bunch aired from 1969 to 1974. It had a total of 5 seasons and composed of 117 episodes. It is about a blended family or stepfamily with 6 children that all fall under the last name Brady. Different Strokes is about a rich white man who takes in 2 African-American children. The series has 8 seasons with 189 episodes. The TV show aired from 1978 to 1985. The Dukes of Hazzard is an action comedy about 2 brothers named Bo and Luke Duke that are in the Hazzard County and transport Moonshine to help their uncle. They soon learn a person named Boss Hogg is evicting farmers so he can sell their land to an evil coal mine operation. The 2 brothers and their cousin Daisy decide to fight back.